people living in regional and remote areas are more likely to face health problems from drug and alcohol use and to have to travel longer distances to get treatment for it than their city counterparts, according to a new report. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare study also shows the rate of drug-induced deaths in regional and remote areas has increased by 41% since 2008, compared to just 16% in major cities during the same time period. CEO of the Rural Health Alliance, Mark Diamond, says the gap between city and country is getting worse.
We're certainly not plateauing by any means. We're actually getting worse comparatively to what's occurring in capital cities. The gap is widening in terms of the impact of drug-induced death.
The report finds the burden of disease increases as remoteness increases, meaning the health risk factors go up the more remote you go. Mr. Diamond says this is especially striking in the case of alcohol-induced deaths.
The most striking finding, I think, from my point of view, and even having some experience in this field over a number of years, the situation doesn't seem to be getting any better, and I think that's the takeaway message, and in some cases actually getting worse. But, for instance, the rate of alcohol-induced deaths, for instance, are about 1.5 times higher than they are in capital cities in remote locations. And some states, and it's higher in each state and territory. That's the other interesting thing. So by far, the standout territory in this case is the Northern Territory, particularly out of Darwin and out of Alice Springs. The rate of alcohol-induced death rate is more than three times what it is anywhere else. So that's quite dramatic and quite concerning. And I think some of these things reflect not only the availability of services, which is our major issue, but it's actually about the prevention and promotion and education campaigns that we need to be doing in remote locations to make people aware of just how severe the alcohol and drug dependency issue is for them.
Worse drinking habits were recorded in remote areas as well. Head of the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare's Tobacco, Alcohol and Other Drug Unit, Moira Hewitt, says more people in remote areas exceed two drinks per day than those in major cities.
21% of people in regional or remote areas drank at those levels compared to around 15.4% in major cities.
Mr. Diamond says there are a range of strategies we should be pursuing to address this.
We need to start early in people's lives to actually make them aware of what the dangers are in relation to long-term and risky behaviour when it comes to drugs of dependency, including alcohol. So there's a raft of strategies. It's not just about the treatment services that, again, are not there either. And, you know, that is a big issue for us in terms of access to those services, and alcohol and drug treatment programs and so on are hardly present in outer regional and remote areas in particular.
He says that solutions are available, but we're failing to implement them.
We know what the problem is. We know what some of the solutions are. We know the cost of implementing those solutions, and we know how things are going to be better if we're able to do it. But we don't seem to be able to implement the strategies and solutions that will have the most impact in the areas where they need to have the most impact. So this is the challenge, I think, for all of us. It's an issue about equity, and it's an issue about equity about health outcome. And at the moment, we are underperforming, grossly underperforming in that measure.
CEO of the Rural Health Alliance, Mark Diamond, ending that story.